Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time in the old news kitchen seasoning the finest, most topical gander with sage and celery salt before leaving it over a smoldering maple and pecan wood fire held at precisely 225 degrees Fahrenheit until I'm ready to serve you the flawlessly smoked Toulouse goose that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I crash my getaway Zamboni into a culvert by the port after skidding over a rabid skunk, douse it with the half a Cholula packet in my pants and some pine needles to offer you the outlaw roadkill of news that is my segment. Never fail, right there. Eternal and evergreen. Meanwhile, according to a new study, snakes can hear you scream. Oh, that's good. They just don't care. Meanwhile, we here at Meanwhile Industrial Smelting and Vending Machine Repair sometimes encounter so many dong-focused stories that we collect them all in our Meanwhile subsegment, Peenwhile. Peenwhile, archaeologists have discovered what they believe to be the first Roman dildo. It belonged to Rome's most iconic emperor, Julius Pleaser. Thank you. Let's take a look at the dildo. Now that, my friends, is some museum-quality wood. Fun fact, that dildo went on to be used by Mickey Mantle to win the 1956 World Series. Apparently, the phallus is 16 centimeters long, but researchers say it was probably larger because archaeological wood is prone to shrinkage. Also, splinters. Meanwhile, according to a new study, the average penis length has increased over the past 30 years. Makes sense. 30 years ago was the end of the Cold War. Before you get too excited, you should know that researchers fear the phallic inflation is due to unhealthy habits like binging junk food. Well, then Americans should be the most endowed men on the planet. We invented supersizing and the big gulp. Meanwhile, hey, that's why we're on at 11:35. Meanwhile, researchers are turning taxidermied birds into drones, which could be potentially a very useful espionage tool because it will look more like the real thing and hopefully is more inclined to be ignored. Maybe ignored by spy targets, but what about the other birds? Oh my God, Phil, we thought you were dead. Hey everybody, Phil's back. Phil, it's me, Mary. I love you, Phil. Don't you recognize the kids? Got kind of dark there at the end, didn't it? 11:35. Meanwhile, a power outage at Kennedy Airport last week forced a New Zealand to New York flight to turn around, causing passengers to spend 16-plus hours in the air only to land right back where they started. There has not been an air travel horror story like that since whatever Spirit is doing right now.
More Meanwhile after this. I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Lewis, do you ever give up anything for Lent, or is that not part of your thing? You're not part of your tradition?
I'm open to it.
You're open to the idea of giving something up for Lent. Yeah,
I see the value.
Yeah, okay.
Are you giving up anything?
I'm giving up the peanut M&Ms.
Ooh.
Which is, in my opinion, the highest quality candy available per pound.
I agree.
You got the protein, the saltiness, you get the crunch, you got all the chocolate in there, you go with the regular M&M, but you get the little power boost of the peanut in there. Mm-hmm. And I know now that I'm talking about the candy so much, they're going to send me a lot of them. Please don't do that until after Easter. Okay, because I won't eat it until then. Anybody over there giving up anything for Lent? No, you're all sinners. Especially you, Joe.
I know.
You're a locus of evil. What are you going to give up? You giving up something?
Yes, I am giving up social media.
Oh. Whoa.
All right. That was a rich.
Folks, I spend most of my time monitoring the news market to source the finest, most topical rabbit and beaver hair before creating a long nap story felt, letting it cure, then wood block shaping it, and adding trapunto stitching around the brim to create the timeless Capellificio Cervo Fedora that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I'm awakened by stray cats trying to eat my eyeballs in an abandoned IHOP, glue some tattered apron fabric to a discarded butter tub, and then have at it with broken kids can't menu crayons so I can run through traffic wearing the shrieking, indigent beanie cap of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's a life raft right there. We're paddling to shore right now. Meanwhile, United Airlines has introduced a new family seating policy to help families with children under 12 find seats together free of charge, which is fantastic. In response, Spirit Airlines promises to give you an extra wet wipe if you're seated under a family of possums. Meanwhile, a trailer in the Hamptons has sold for a record $3.75 million. I'm sorry, I misread that. That headline is supposed to read, "Rich people are also stupid." Meanwhile, in Keystone State cop news, some Pennsylvanians are out for a stroll, and they found what they thought was human remains in a local creek. But police later determined they had merely discovered a discarded sex doll. And if you thought the police looked surprised, you should have seen the sex doll. Meanwhile, in other things found near a body of water news, Japanese officials investigated a mysterious sphere that was washed up on a beach. When they looked at the other side of the sphere, they made a rather grisly discovery. Good grief. Meanwhile, news from Canada, America's jaunty little top hat, because the U.S. faces a new threat from a Canadian super pig. It's just like an American pig, but its superpower is that it cares about hockey. And border states have got to be ready because the super pig is a giant, incredibly intelligent, highly elusive beast capable of surviving cold climates by tunneling under snow. It's a big improvement from the previous method used by pigs to survive cold temperatures in a blanket. There you go. We're back, baby. We're back. Meanwhile, a routine house call in California got a little weird when pest control found 700 pounds of acorns in the walls. 700 pounds of acorns? That's nuts. You're welcome. You're welcome. Meanwhile, Starbucks will now be selling drinks that are infused with olive oil called oleato-style drinks. Oleato, of course, the Italian word for no. If you want to try...
Oleato.
If you want to try an oleato, you may not be able to for a while. They're currently only available in Italy as part of a pilot program at one store, Milan's Reserve Roastery. And I'm being told we actually have footage of one Italian resident after trying the drink.
A bathroom, bathroom, I need the bathroom. Here we go.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.